Everyone ready?
Let's do this. I'm ready. What are we talking about? Games?
I don't know. What podcast was it you used to be on, Chris?
I used to be on the Cooking with Steve podcast. I don't know if you've heard of it or not. It's this fellow named Steve. He likes to cook.
Draw your sword, knock your arrows, and ready your spellbook. It's time for another episode of The Games. What role will you play?
Greetings, guys, gals, and girlies, and welcome to episode 74, apparently, of The Gamesman. We are here to play roles, and this week I'm taking the role of your host. I am Dan Hardley, Dan Natman, and with me, well, I got two people with me this week. One person is making a load of noise with his microphone, but the other person is Mr. Chris Matthew.
Am I making noise?
Yeah, a banging noise. Like, anyway, shut up, you. I haven't introduced you yet.
Fine.
It's a big surprise who else is here. Hello, everybody. I was just thinking I should have done my very best Steve Conger, but I don't know if I still have it, so I'll have to work.
No, we want to hear it.
Good. Let me see if I got it still. Greetings, guys, gals, and guildies. How's that? Is it all right?
It sounds a lot like you.
Yeah. I haven't talked to Steve in a long time. I gotta get my Steve back.
Yeah.
I think he'll be surprised to hear this episode. It'll be good.
Good for him. Hi, Steve.
How are you doing, sir?
I am well. I am well. Thank you.
Yeah, have you been all the past, at least year and a half, the 2 years you've been off of podcasting?
So, yeah, let's see. I've been off the OC podcast for about a year and a half, almost 2 years now. I think I did a guest spot in there once or twice when I got bored. But yeah, family man now. Got these two little small humans that keep looking at me and asking for food and things.
How dare they be needy? Stage yet?
Yes, they are both at the Y stage.
Oh, yeah.
So the beauty of having them close together, one is 4.5 and the other one's 3. The beauty of having them close together is you go through all the stages kind of at once, but you get double it, right? Yeah. So why? For a while it was double the diapers.
Just
now
because,
we're out of diapers.
Damn it.
You know? Yeah. Why?
Because I said so.
Yeah, we finally gotten there.
Because you do not put forks in the socket. It's
That's
a
right.
bad thing.
Well, and see, this is hard for me, right? Because I teach physics. And so I understand that if you put a fork in the socket, as long as you only put the fork in one side of the socket, nothing's gonna happen.
Fine. Yeah.
But I still have to, as a father, say, don't put the fork in the socket.
Yeah.
Right? Of course,
you just be like, if you do it, at least just put it in this side.
Yeah, if you just put it in one side, no, don't do it.
Oh, if you stand on this wax block with some galoshes on, then
that's right, and these rubber gloves, everything will be fine.
So you do any like crazy like magic, you know, physics cool stuff? Like my physics teacher had like, you know, like a couple of those like kind of little Tesla coil things and. There's that, I can't remember what it's called, that big metal ball.
Van de Graaff generator.
Yeah, the Van de Graaff generator.
Yeah. You know, hair stands up and everything. Like, he used to do that every once in a while, like, to liven up the class. Are you gonna do that with your kids?
I will when they're old enough to start understanding it a little bit. We're doing, what I do with them now mostly involves building rockets. Not like any kind of fancy rockets, just real simple rockets that you make out of a bottle. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so you're not doing any of those. Well, don't you have to have a license or something to use those little ignition? Like it smells like sulfur whenever you burn it. You know, whenever
I guess that depends what state you're in and how high you're planning that rocket to go.
Yeah, up to a certain net explosive weight, I think you can do it without a license. But yeah, we don't use any explosives. We just use a bicycle pump and a 2-liter bottle with some water.
Sweet.
Good fun.
You got to upgrade that to an air compressor.
This is a good idea.
Because then you don't have to worry about pumping and pumping and pumping. You can actually be a bit further away from it and just press a button.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'll probably put a lot more pressure into it.
It'll certainly launch faster.
Yeah.
Might have to try that out.
Yeah. And yeah, it's kind of cool that you can say, okay, press this button and it'll start going and
yeah. I mean, it's really just a couple steps up from the foot rocket that you stomp on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We started with those.
I bet next is going to be aerodynamics and you'll be like changing the fins and seeing if you can.
Yeah, we put cardboard fins on them and we bend them a little bit to see if we can get it to do different things.
Yeah, get it spinning and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mostly cool. They just like that they get soaked when the rocket takes off.
Look at that all the water.
Sounds like children.
Now, have you found the optimal size bottle?
Well, the one I use is just the plastic 2-liter bottle that we get here. Yeah. I find it works pretty well if you fill it about 1/3 full of water.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe like the bigger, the 3-liter ones, but with a nose cone to make it a bit more aerodynamic, because obviously there's a big flat surface at the front of it. It's not going to be quite so good.
I don't think we have 3 liters.
You have to go to Walmart or Sam's Club, I think, but you can find them if you look hard.
Yeah, I definitely don't see them at all, like, if ever I have. I don't know.
I have seen one. It's usually, like, the store brand soda. It's not any of the national brands.
For me, it's usually cider.
Okay.
3 liters of cider is, well, enough to get you pretty damn drunk and that cheap, so... Excellent. Okay, well, as you will have heard, I am also joined by Gary Mike Tapping Lever, who keeps, I don't know, tapping something on his table or something.
Well, that's whenever I put my glass down or something, but you're not hearing anything now, right?
That's fine now. How are you doing, sir?
Okay. See, I need a boom. I really need a boom.
Yeah, you do.
Well, I have a boom. I need the shock mount to put my mic in.
That's they're not cheap, expensive. Are they?
No, like $70.
Yeah.
That sucks. What do I want to talk about? I hate Dan. He got me vaping, and I
didn't get you doing anything. I didn't force you to start. I just stopped smoking cigarettes and started using an e-cigarette and enjoying it, and Mum lets me because I'm looking after her still. She's fine with me using it in the house because the smell doesn't linger
and it smells good. It smells like an air freshener goes off every time you use it.
Well, yeah,
everybody loves the smell of our room right now. But and now she's doing it. But yeah, I got myself one. I spent some money and then went to a convention with Rogue today. And I didn't expect to buy another one, but I bought one for the wife, so now she has her own, because they, like, had a nice discount on one, and I think it's almost as good as mine. And it does work really well, and you can use, like, less watch and stuff. I'm not going to go into all the crazy crap with it, but I've been watching way too many YouTube videos and not playing games because of it.
Now, you've gone much further into it than I have. I've just got this little battery with a tank on the top and that's it. You're getting into like making your own coils and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. I found out earlier that I cannot do dripping with like the minimal distance because like I just choke like as soon as I take a hit. So I'm going to have to do that more later whenever I kind of get all my stuff in anyway. But, yeah, I got, like, a box, because I gave the guy a, price range for me, and I said, like, $100, and for $100, I got my box and the tank with it, and that's basically all you need other than a battery, and the guy didn't even charge me for the battery, so that was awesome, and then I got a few liquids, and, like, I spent $130 on everything, and, it's pretty awesome. It's fun. And then I spent $70 on Courtney's full setup today. And then we got her some different juices, and this one she has is really good. But yeah, we talked a decent amount about vaping last week, so I'm not going to say any more about it. But vaping is fun. So, and a lot better than smoking.
I think vaping is... I've never been a smoker, so I don't have an e-cigarette, but I have a few friends who do. And what's humorous to me about it is smoking in government buildings has been forbidden for at least the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. So everyone's just gotten used to not seeing anyone smoking in a government building. But when the e-cigs came along, everyone's like, well, it's not smoking. And so they just started doing it. And so now every now and again, you'll see somebody just puffing away.
Yeah, that's set to change.
Are you allowed, to be doing that?
Because they changed the law in New York already.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's really my week. Just getting into that over the last couple of days has been fun. So, Dan, your week.
My week has been much of a muchness, apart from today where I went to see there's a local classic car thing going on. It finished at 4. We got there at like 3, and most of the cars had gone. Maybe it wasn't a nice day today, to be honest. It was a bit rainy and foggy, and so I took some photos. I may or may not put them on the Gamesman page as something proof that I have actually ventured outside. But there's some nice cars there. There's something that I don't even know what the hell it is. A few Ferraris. There's some other cars there that were really nice. It was a lovely Maserati, but it had stickers all down the side from the company that was selling it, like locally. And it was like, I don't want that. I want it to be, you know, an actual person's car, not a car that's just been delivered from a showroom with adverts for the showroom. I'm not taking a photo of that. I took a few photos of that, trying out my new camera, getting used to it, ready for EGX.
New camera you got.
Yeah.
That definitely takes some good pictures.
And I've been fixing a laptop. My landlady came around the other day with a laptop and a broken laptop hard drive, which I still have to put in the freezer, see if that trick works on it.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's a thing.
Okay.
Anyway. They gave this guy £70, and he was supposed to put a solid-state hard drive in and install Windows and everything, and instead of a 500 gig, which is what they had, hard drive to start with, he just put a 250 gig HDD, not even solid state, and charged them £70. So they kind of got ripped off, and they're not expecting me to be able to fix this computer at all. I've got it running perfectly now. It's running like new. So I'm at a bit of a quandary. Do I tell them that it's not really worth doing anything with and keep it and say, don't worry about paying me? Or do I do what I'm probably going to end up doing and saying, here it is, it works fine. Here's the data I've managed to get from the other drive. That'll be £50. I'm probably going to end up doing that because I'm too honest. But it'd be really useful for EGX.
You need one of those really tiny ones so like you don't have to carry like a full size laptop. That's, like, Courtney wants one of those, and it's good for, like, school and stuff like that, but I would like to have one as well for, like, if I just want to edit on the go, like, just have this little thing that's, like, the size of a tablet.
Yeah, I guess I could just borrow Mum's new tablet keyboardy thing. So, a technical term, that. But, yeah, other than that, not much, really. Walking the dog, pushing Mum around in a wheelchair, complaining about my elbows. Cooking and playing video games. And talking of playing video games, it's about time we bloody talked about them. So, Chris, what have you been up to?
For the last 2 years. Well, it would take me about the same amount of time to tell you what I've been playing for the last 2 years as it would to tell you what I've been playing for the last 2 weeks. I'm still on Skyrim. I know it's 4 years old, but I really enjoy it.
Duke will be very proud of you.
I haven't finished it yet.
Is it really only 4 years old?
I think it came out in 2011, correct?
Yes, 11, 11, 11.
11, 11, 11. So not even really 4 years old yet.
Seems longer.
It's because it is a long game.
Well, just, if you think about whenever Fallout 3 came out, that's like 7 years now. So Fallout 4, I cannot wait for.
Yeah, Fallout 3 came out when I was in grad school. That was 7 years ago. So I'm still playing Skyrim, and I'm still playing XCOM. I just started on the expansion, the Enemy Within expansion.
Now, I didn't really get on with XCOM. Maybe it's because I just didn't give it enough time, or it's just not my kind of game, but I I need to play it again. And
it is a very, you know, if you don't like the slow micromanaging tactical games, then yeah, it's probably not like, well, if you're going to play on the harder difficulties, you've got to micromanage and go slow.
Do you remember the original Syndicate? Was it Syndicate Wars or anyway, they rebooted it into a,
yeah, I remember the
either reboot. First or third person shooter, but no, the original one back on like the, Amiga 500, you basically had a group of four people and it was, you know, micromanagement telling them who, you know, each one moved to cover. Pretty much the same game. And I loved that game. I don't know why I'm not getting on with XCOM. I think it might have something to do with the verticality. They've added, you know, everything was on a plane. You never had to worry about shooting someone above you. Someone getting, you know, above you and shooting down and having a better position.
Well, I did like that in XCOM. I liked, like, getting the guy with the rocket and just going up on top of a, you know, higher structure and just shooting down on him. That was a lot of fun. Now, I remember, back whenever this was announced, I told you, Chris, about, SteamWorld, or SteamWorld Dig, codenamed Steam on the 3DS. Do you have a 3DS or 2DS or any of those?
I have a DS somewhere that belongs to my wife, but I don't know where she put it.
Because this came out on the 3DS, and it's very much like XCOM. These alien kind of looking things, and instead of like, I can't remember what it is in the XCOM, like action points or whatever it kind of is.
Yeah.
But they use steam because everything's steam powered, so it's like very steampunk-esque and all that. And, I haven't given myself enough time to actually get into it. Whenever I played the demo and everything, I just felt XCOM with it completely, except for, there isn't much of the, verticality, so Dan may like this one more. It has that kind of stuff to it, but you're not really climbing up stuff. But I think if you gave it a try, like if you have a 3DS, I would definitely give that a try, because it is your kind of game, I would think.
I'll have to see if I can dig out the DS, although it looks like it is specifically for the 3DS. So
yes, it has to be on the 3DS. So if you, like, a 2DS is only $100, and you can get that on deals for like 80-ish, or probably soon to be less, say like Black Friday or something this year. So that's the cheapest way to get in, and especially if you don't care about the 3D aspect, like it's perfectly fine, and you can get into all those 3DS games very cheaply.
I'll have to take a look. Sounds interesting. I did play another one a couple of years ago. Well, a little less than that. It was the what was it? It started with an O. It was like Gangsters in Miami.
Oh, Omerta. Omerta. Yeah.
I didn't like that one. I thought I would because it was very similar, but I didn't care for it.
Well, I thought that one had a lot of like waiting time. It was really weird. Like they had to travel to different places, and you didn't have that much control over them or something, right?
Yeah, so they did. There were some missions where you just sent one of the guys to go do something and they came back and you had no control over it. It just happened. And then there were the actual fights where you took your crew with you. I didn't care for it. Perhaps XCOM is just an emotional thing for me because I played the original as a teenager, and it's sort of part of my gaming lineage, if you will.
And we might as well talk about it. I haven't like looked anything into it with XCOM 2, but has there been anything really that's come out about it? Like, is it going to be basically the same thing with? All I remember is seeing like "Welcome Back, Commander" as being a thing.
I'm sure they'll stick to the same basic game schematics. It looks like they're going to pick up with a storyline of, so in the original, if you didn't win, then if all the governments of the world stopped funding the XCOM initiative and made peace with the aliens, peace in heavily abused air quotes, that was how you lost. So okay. I think the sequel is actually going to pick up with you lost the war, the the governments of the world have settled with the aliens. And now you have all of a sudden they've realized, oh, maybe this wasn't such a great deal. And you have to pick up from there.
Oh, I do think I remember reading something about a resistance or something.
Yeah. So yeah. I follow Firaxis and XCOM on Facebook. So I see updates. Mm-hmm. It looks like they're going to bring back some of the enemies from the original that weren't in the remake. So that'd be cool. I'm looking forward to it. My brother and I talk about it a lot because we both played that as youths. So we like to nerd out on it.
Yeah, pass me by the XCOM games. I don't know why. I mean, right kind of age group. I had a weird phase where I didn't actually play video games and went out cycling and doing stuff.
Who does any of that?
I was really into mountain biking. So we'd go off and like spend all day Saturday and all day Sunday going off finding jumps and going on bike rides and stuff. So
what? Going outside?
I know.
Madness. For losers.
I could actually lift something heavier than a 2-liter bottle of Coke.
So if you're interested in the original at all, there is a game on the iTunes App Store called Aliens vs. Humans, which is essentially a clone of the original XCOM. Or, of course, you can just go on Steam and get the original XCOM. I think it's like $2 now on the Steam sale.
Yeah, see, they had like the collection for like $7.50. I may just get that because I like giving
more
Steam all my money.
Is it available on Android?
That's what I'm looking up right now.
Yeah, that I don't know.
You said Aliens vs. Humans?
Yeah.
I'll give you an update in 5 seconds.
Because, I can't stand Apple.
Oh, don't be like
that. Does it have somebody with like a oh my god face on it?
It does have somebody with an OMG face on it.
By Leisure Rules Incorporated.
Let me check.
Inspired by the original XCOM. Yep, this is it. It's $1.71. It's not bad. I'm gonna buy it right now just because. And I'll never play it because I don't play phone games.
I'm gonna send them a letter and tell them they owe me a commission for that sale.
Yeah, you'll make like a penny.
Like, here's your penny. Thank you.
All right. Well, we've been stuck on XCOM for a while. But what else have you been playing?
That's it. Skyrim, XCOM, and an old iPhone game called Two Dots, which I believe Stuart Fowler of the Veteran Gamers has spoken about in the past, which is just a clever little puzzling game of connecting dots of the same color.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I have a similar game, but with three dots, and it's really weird. There's an app.
Is that the one that like snakes around and stuff?
No, this is if you download the app that my carrier provides, so you can check how much data you've used and stuff like that, which is utterly pointless for me because I have unlimited data. It has this little game in it, and you've got to connect up three dots, and you've got to make sure you end up with no dots left. That's the point of the game on that, and I suck at it.
Yeah, this one you have the object is not to get rid of all the dots. You have certain objectives with each level, whether it's a certain number of dots of every color, or there are different types of squares that you have to eliminate connecting dots in the squares. It's actually some of the later levels are pretty challenging. Like right now I'm on the levels I'm on, they have these little circuits. And so every time you connect a dot inside one of the circuits, it either toggles on or off. And if you toggle all the circuits in a group on, then they explode. And the object is to get rid of all the circuits. But of course, if one of them is toggled off, then you have to figure out how to, fun.
Kind of want to try that now, too.
It's my job. I come on here to sell games.
It's not hard to sell me anything. The wife probably would like me to buy less, except for the thing I bought her today. She's pretty happy about that. But that's it for you?
That's it for me.
All right. Pretty boring. I'll talk about what I... I don't think mine's any better. And Overseas Connection guys like roll their eyes whenever they listen to this, probably. Pokemon Shuffle, play more of that. I am stuck on level 90. Like, I went back and trying to get other Pokemon. Speaking of that, I gotta do that tonight too. Because I just try to get my five games in before I stop playing it for however long, and most of the time it's like next day. I don't know why I enjoy that. It's a match three game. It's Bejeweled. It's the same exact thing, but it's still a lot of fun. I like it. Brain Age Express Math. Still doing the maths. I haven't done a brain age check in like, I don't know, a week, so I don't know how old my brain is. It's probably still like in the late 20s. Fallout New Vegas. I think I've made this thing this year, and I think I may stick to it. I'm thinking of playing every single Fallout game before Fallout 4 comes out. I'm thinking because it's 30th anniversary of Super Mario Brothers, I'm thinking of playing every single Mario game. Some of those games you can beat in in an hour or two, and then some of them are going to take a little bit longer, but that'll be fun. So Fallout New Vegas, I started out, I went to the bar or whatever that you have to go to talk to the girl to kind of get started, and I haven't done too much more of that, but I'm just going to hype myself up for Fallout because I am super excited. I cannot wait.
What kind
of
build are you going for? I think every time I've played Fallout, I've gone for a high luck build.
I only did the high luck once, in New Vegas, because if you do high luck, then whenever you're at the casinos, you win more. So, I gained like a ton of money and was getting, I think I was going for the achievement back in the day.
Getting kicked out of all of the casinos.
Yeah. I used to do that. Actually, somebody on this podcast used to really do achievement hunting. I'm not sure who that is.
I am guilty as charged. I was once an achievement whore. I will admit it.
You're over 100,000. Like, what do you think? Well, you said, before we even started recording, you don't have Xbox Live anymore.
Yeah. Isn't
like,
that sad?
That kind of like just died whenever you started doing your PC stuff, because you built your PC a while ago. Actually, have you upgraded that PC?
I have upgraded it only once. Nothing major. I just swapped out graphics cards. I had two upgrades since I built it. I swapped out graphics cards, and I'm probably about to do that again in preparation for Fallout 4. And I added a solid-state drive, which has probably been the best upgrade that I've done.
It makes a hell of a difference.
Solid-state drives are amazing for running your operating system.
It is faster. It is quieter. It boots up quicker. Loads faster. So, yeah.
And if it's a big enough drive, you can put a couple of games on there as well and get the benefit.
Yeah, I think I put a 250 in there, so I can put a few games on it.
Yeah,
that's what I just put in last week is a 250. Last two things I'm gonna say real quick, Stretchmo and Box Boy. I can't remember if I said it last week because I can't remember when I beat them now, but I beat those games. The end of Box Boy was awesome, and Stretchmo's, the Pushmo style game, a lot of fun. And there is extra content that I can do. Like, I have probably 150 more just levels, but I beat the main game part of it, so. I'm probably going to go back and just keep doing that stuff over time. But that's really been it for me, Dan. What have you crazily been playing a lot of?
I haven't been playing many things. I have been playing a fair bit of The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt. I am only level 19 because I keep getting sidetracked. I was like, oh, what's that over there? Crap, can't kill that. Oh, I'm dead. So there's been a lot of that. Yeah, so great fun. Some of the things that happen, you don't expect the consequences. I didn't know that by doing one thing with this tree thing that it would cause someone else to commit suicide. That was quite surprising. Trying not to spoil it for anyone, obviously. It's great fun. Everyone keeps, putting me down and calling me weird names and things. And
white hair.
Other.
Yeah, see, I heard Stu talk about on the Veteran Gamers, the last one that they had. He said, like, he he saw somebody in a bar, pub, whatever, and then, like, he killed some bandits, and 40 hours later, like, he goes back to this pub, and this person's just like, "You killed my husband!" It's like, what? It's like, that's kind of crazy, that...
Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah. But as with any massive, like, open-world game, you do keep hearing the same stuff over and over again.
Yeah, I mean, that's just, you kind of have to just take that with a grain of salt. That is, you know,
yeah, games. And I have noticed a lot of the caves that I've been in look remarkably similar to another cave that's, you know, several miles down the road. I think
that's a developer boo-boo.
But it took me a while to notice it, so it wasn't as obvious as, I don't know, Dragon Age 2. So,
was it Dragon Age 2? Yeah, it was.
Yeah, but I'm still really enjoying it. Really, really freaking annoying, actually. One thing, this guy, he's got his name, and it says Swordsmith above his name, and I was like, brilliant! So I sell him all my swords that I, you know, that I've picked up, get rid of some of them, so I've got more inventory space, and ask him to make me something. And all he can make is armor. I was like, well, he's got to be the worst swordsmith in the world if he can't make swords, only armor. And I didn't need armor, I needed a new sword. That's what I wanted. But no, this swordsmith is, I only do armor, mate. Call yourself an armorer. I think
that's fucking hilarious.
I'm just like, God damn it. But yeah, the other weird thing is, you know, it's really important that you go and save this character, but because it's an open world game, you can take as much time as you really want to about it. So I've got a quest that I should have done ages ago that is one of the plot quests, and I've just left it there whilst I've been cleaning up all the other things that I've picked up. So I'm going to be super over-leveled for that plot quest. But, you know, it's just exactly the same with Skyrim and Fallout. You know, you get sidetracked. And I'm glad that it lets you do that, but it does somehow get rid of the sense of urgency. You know, there's... You start off this game and you've got one objective, and then suddenly you're like, oh yeah, no, it's all right. I can go around and help you do this. And, oh yeah, I'll sort that out. Don't worry about that. You know, I've got to go and save home. I'll do that in a bit. Let me just finish this. I'll just change this light bulb, but it's fine. Don't worry. So yeah, there's no real sense of urgency about the game at the moment. I'm always aware that there's going to be a part in the game where I'm not going to be able to come back to a certain area, so I won't be able to do some, you know, finish off some of the missions. So I want to make sure I've got them all done.
Does it tell you, like, you will not be able to come back here?
I have no idea. I've not gone that far yet.
So you just know that you're not going to be able to go back there?
Yeah, I read a review about it, and they mentioned that.
Okay. Yeah, hopefully they do that, because it's, like, that's a good thing I find in games whenever they tell you you can't come back.
Yeah, it's when you've done it and then they can even, no, you can't go back there. And you're like, but that's, my horse is there.
Yeah.
Other than that.
Oh, man, that would suck.
It's Steam Summer Sale. I've been playing... As I have no money, I've been playing the Steam Clicky game. I've played it twice. I've got to level, I'm on level 200 and something now.
I think it was yesterday when I played it, like, I got to level 16 or something. It's kind of fun, but it's not really, like, all you do is click. Corny gave me the weirdest look yesterday, like, I got two fingers on the left mouse button, I'm just like, like, as fast as I can, trying to click on them, yeah, and then upgrade armor and stuff. And, yeah,
yeah, and it's
a little bit stupid fun.
And if you play it today, because you defeated bosses, ideally basically, the more people that play it, and the more discounts and stuff we get. Yesterday it was certain amounts of people had to reach level 100.
Yeah, I saw that there's a lot of different goals on it.
Now one of the goals is 1 million people have to play it.
Holy shit.
Within 48 hours.
Well, there's already 1,230,000 people playing this thing already.
Well, that goal's sorted then. It wasn't earlier when I was playing it. But yeah, it's just, you know, a clicky game. You just click on stuff and get a few cards, and yeah, it's shite. It really is. And talking of shite, most of the stuff that's been on sale, I've either been like, got, don't want, not interested.
It's nice that Steam, puts like in library on there now. So like, I know. But yeah, I didn't even talk about what I bought. I got, Wolfenstein Old Blood, because that was half off. I was like, I've been wanting to play that, and then I was just like, yes!
Oh, I look forward to playing that.
Sherlock Holmes? Yeah. Sherlock Holmes franchise is on sale. I may look into getting, the couple that I don't have. But, you should play those on my Steam thing, because those, I love most of those games.
I keep forgetting to play the newest one. I had a go at that last year at EGX, and haven't touched it since.
Yeah, but like, there's a lot of games that I've just kind of randomly picked up over the past day. But like, Wolfenstein Old Blood's the newest thing that's come out that I was like, yes, because I love New Order so much, I was like, I need to play the Old Blood.
More phone games. I've been playing. I've no longer on case 15, Gary. On that.
You're in case thing. 16.
Yeah, I'm nearly halfway through case 16 on CSI Hidden Crimes. It would be a lot easier if, I don't know, anyone listening, if they're playing the game, would actually add me, so I could give them energy and get more energy myself so that I can
do I'll more. Look into actually playing it. It's a game that I would love to play. I just do not play anything on my phone.
There's another one I've been playing, which is kind of cool. It's called, I can't remember what the hell it's called. Hang on, let's see if I can
clearly find made an it. Impression.
No, just every now and then I see it and I'm like, oh yeah, that game's cool. I'll play it again. A bit of Bridge Constructor. I've been playing that. I've got stuck on one of the bridges.
I got a bridge game on my computer, and I really like playing it. I think it's like Bridge Architect or whatever. It's kind of like a game I did in high school. And, you know, you got to make it strong enough to hold whatever is running across it.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Yeah. So I really I won in high school for making the cheapest, best bridge. And I got nothing from it.
I'll have to get you to help me with this one I'm stuck on then, because it's a bit of a pain. Hook is the game I've been playing. It's really kind of awkward to explain. You
play it as Captain Hook?
No. You've got lines, switches, and then a line that's got like a hook on the end. And you've got to get the straight lines out so the hook can be moved when you close the switch, so that everything can. It's a simple kind of. I guess it could almost be used as a some of the later levels anyway, as a introduction to electronics. Because it shows you how basic switches work. Basically, I keep saying basic now. So yeah, been playing a bit of that. Just to kind of chill out. Yeah. Other than that, I've installed some games.
Oh boy.
I haven't played them yet, but I've installed them.
I reinstalled Star Citizen. I started downloading it last night when I was it about half. Well, it was nearly 4 a.m, and it didn't finish downloading until about 5-6 o'clock this evening. So that's all downloaded and ready to go.
I did get an email, I believe it was today, about Star Citizen. I can't remember what it was. You can fly something now or whatever.
Yeah, well, Lee's got it all installed again. He's like,
maybe we'll do some races again.
Yeah, I think he wants to. He's looking forward to the FPS part and some space combat. Because he hasn't really played that game at all with his new flight stick.
I don't think he's played it ever with his flight stick, actually.
Yeah, so we need to do that.
Oh, it says flying the scythe.
I think I talked about Detour last week, didn't I? Corsa, played a bit more of that, sucked terribly. I need to get myself sorted out with a decent set of wheels. And Duke, he's been kind enough to share his library with me. I guess it's kind of fair because I've shared mine with him. And he's got the beta for for Lego Worlds or World or whatever it's called. Lego Worlds. So I've got that installed and I'm going to give it a go at some point soon. Probably not this week though, because there's a load of E3 stuff that we've going to be doing.
Oh, we are going to be podcasting.
Indeed.
It's the biggest hit month, that we have, because last year we got a crazy amount of hits. So I kind of want to do it again for that reason.
Yeah, so that's about it, really. Loads of not a lot. So we're going to take a break. You're going to listen to some music. And we'll be back with the news. We are back, and it is time for the news, because we never really change our format. And first off, I'm going to take something about E3 and Scalebound, which I know nothing about, and Crackdown, which I know quite a bit about. They were revealed last year at E3, but apparently we're not going to see anything about them this year.
Which is just so weird, because those seem like big things they were bringing out. I just need to say this before we start. This is basically all news that got announced for it's E3 news that got released before E3. Because people can't keep the damn mouth shut.
Well, keep going. Yeah, I guess so. Anyway, they're both skipping this year's E3. Apparently, Microsoft are opting to showcase the two Xbox One exclusives that are bound to turn up on PC at Gamescom in August. So, I guess.
Is that the one in Germany?
Quite possibly.
I think it is.
Yeah. Of course, you know, they could do EGX in September, which is freaking awesome.
Well, they may do that as well. I mean, they might as well.
Apparently, the reason why they're doing this is basically Microsoft's lineup is jam-packed of games to show, and it's made it impossible for the company to give every upcoming Xbox One game its well-deserved time in the spotlight. So, that's why Crackdown and Scalebound will be joining
Quantum Break by Remedy, front and center at Gamescom in August, along with some new reveals for both the Xbox One and Windows 10, which is probably going to be all our Xbox games coming out on PC, because we've realized we neglected you for ages, and actually quite good.
My prediction I made last week of Microsoft bringing out like a subscription-based model or somewhere can play Xbox games.
I'm not going to subscribe to play Xbox games. I want to be able to buy the game and have to pay. They've already said that for the Xbox kind of functionality, you're not going to have to subscribe for the PC. So they just need to release the games on PC.
Yeah, I mean, it would be a good thing, but who knows how that's going to go. I don't see that, because they'll lose from the people buying Xboxes if they just bring all Xbox One games or whatever out on PC and stuff. So I don't know.
There are plenty of people out there that don't want to play on a PC and they want to play on a console. And there are plenty of people out there that don't want to play on a console, they want to play on a PC. If they were sensible, they would release all of their Xbox One exclusives on PC as well and get more money.
I think Dan's right. I think there's a lot of people that don't want to monkey around with a PC.
Well, there's definitely a lot of that, and you see that in like the G4TE community. Like, you know, the majority of them are very console-based. But, you know, there are tons of people on Steam and stuff like that, you know, people on PCs. And, if they really want to play a game, I think the majority of them actually are like, I'll just stick to my PC. I have enough on here. And the PC has many more exclusives than, except they're like all indie, they have many more exclusives than like a console or, you know, whatever has.
I'd really love to play, you know, Gran Turismo or Forza, but I'm not going to buy a console for either of those games.
You need to have more than one game, and like, I buy all the consoles anyway because there are enough games for me over the life cycle that I'm like, yeah, I'd like to play all those, but I have more of a disposable income than, you know, a lot of people do.
Yeah, and a lot of those games are at some point going to end up on PC, so.
Possibly, except, like, I just buy consoles for the exclusives. Like, if I can get it anywhere else, I will, especially on PC because I can get them a lot cheaper. But those exclusives are the only reason I go for it, and that's why I have a Wii U, because of, you know, everything on the Wii U is completely exclusive to other consoles.
I would say everything.
Not everything, but, like, you know, a ton of their game, especially because a lot of third-party developers don't Nintendo very much. You do see much more of the first part of Nintendo stuff that only stays on the Wii U, and like, I think every single game, almost every single game I have is like Nintendo exclusive. So, you know, Wii U, 3DS, whatever.
But yeah, if you want to, I don't know, if you want to know more about those games, you're going to have to wait. But there's loads more mega stuff in the news. So Gary, why don't you take the next one?
I see what you did there. So, who remembers the Mega Man collection back on the PS2? Or GameCube, whatever it all, whatever is on. Other than that, I guess Capcom doesn't want to keep Mega Man completely dead. They're bringing Mega Man out in a new bundle of games, which is called Mega Man Legacy. And, so this has the first six on it, as well as some other ones, and I couldn't see what all was on here. I'm not sure if it's in this news article in general. Okay, it says it's going to include new features to the games, but it's not going to update anything generally. So, I mean, come on, those games were, you know, 8-bit and stuff.
Hang on. New features, but not updating anything. Isn't that kind of...
Well, updating, like, graphically and gameplays-wise. Like, they're not doing any of that stuff. Just new features doing it. Here it says, bring both nostalgia and excitement for gamers. So I don't... Let's see. It's gonna have new challenge modes, and it's gonna make the levels, you know, more difficult, stuff like that. It says six titles, will combine into one wave type horde challenge. Horde mode in Mega Man sounds kind of weird.
It's so basically what's gonna happen is there's gonna be a whole load of new people they've never played Mega Man, and they're all going to be bitching about how hard Mega Man is with the early games.
Yeah, it's coming out this summer.
Have we bored Chris to sleep?
Probably.
No, I'm here. What's up?
You haven't said anything.
I haven't played Mega Man since the NES. But I played like the very first one and found it brutally difficult and decided I would never play Mega Man again. And I came to that conclusion when I was like 10 or something.
It makes sense because a lot, you know, all those old ones are definitely the same. If you haven't played that, I would say like play Mega Man 10, Mega Man X, whatever. It is my favorite Mega Man game. I think it's because they brought like, you know, all like the dash billion stuffs in it, and then like you have pieces that you upgrade and you kind of have to find them throughout the levels, and I really like it. It's a lot of fun. And that's the thing with like, you know, Wii U and stuff, like they bring all this stuff out, and with it they bring like save states, so you don't have to worry about, oh, I died, gotta go all the way back to the beginning, I'm done. But we should probably keep moving on.
Yeah.
Because news is pretty boring this week.
It is indeed, and it gets more dull with YouTube basically trying to defeat Twitch.
Do you think it could happen, possibly? Is YouTube bigger than Twitch? Or are they about the same level?
Well, is Google just in bigger different than ways? Amazon? That's the thing.
Well, Google is bigger than Amazon, but it's... I think people are going to look at YouTube and not Google because I think a lot of people probably don't even know that Google owns YouTube now.
Wow. Yeah. And
unless you're like, you know, like us, like really into,
I guess more people have heard of YouTube than Twitch or Justin TV as it used to be.
Yeah. Back in the day.
It'll probably come down to which one's easier to use for the people who want to stream things, you know. People who want to watch something will find where to watch it. It's the people making the content that are going to determine which platform is the most successful overall, I would think.
Which YouTube does have ton... I don't know, because Twitch has a lot of people that like are recognized easily, and there's YouTube that has, you know, people that recognize very, you know, like PewDiePie and all the, you know, all those kind of people.
Damn that.
So it's... I don't like PewDiePie either.
I have no idea who that is.
Wow, that is good for you.
All right.
PewDiePie! It's very good that you don't know. But,
he basically plays a lot of games, quite often games with jump scares, but everything that he says is scripted.
Oh, all right.
So it's not actually his reactions. It used to be like that, but now he scripts it, and it's...
Oh, yeah, so he can, yeah.
Is that crazy guy that used to tackle trees still on there? Is he still tackling trees?
I have no idea.
I will check that out.
There was this guy who was always ranting about how much better Gears of War was than Call of Duty, and but he got mad at people camping on Call of Duty, so he went out in the woods and was kicking down trees. I can't remember his name.
This is on YouTube?
I can't remember his name, though. I don't know. It probably was on YouTube.
Well, anyway.
I typed in tackling trees on YouTube, and I just see tree tackling.
Anyway, Google, they basically want to make YouTube the go-to destination for gamers, which is going to be really quite awkward because a lot of games have licensed music in them. And I don't know if you've noticed, if you try
everything.
To put something with licensed music on YouTube, it comes up with like takedown requests and it'll mute it or whatever.
Well, even our podcast is getting, taken down now.
Yeah.
Because of it. So, like, I haven't even put anything up on YouTube because of it. And I must say, I'm watching a guy tackling trees. It's hilarious. I don't think it's the same thing at all. It's just It's this Asian guy. He's just fucking running. He's eating a. Okay, that's weird.
Anyway.
Oh my god, yeah.
The show's been derailed. I apologize. I'm a bad influence.
In their attempt to, tackle Twitch, Google announced on Friday the new YouTube gaming app and website, which, unsurprisingly focuses on video games and players. It's basically a direct rival to Twitch, which Google tried to buy last year. Some guy called Ryan Watt, the service head of gaming content, of something or other, I can't be asked, said YouTube is the best game site out there. Best video game site out there, even. Well, no, it's not. I think you'll find it's the gamesman.com, but never mind.
Damn straight.
Anyway.
I feel conflicted about that statement.
Yeah, no, well, at least we have Nintendo news. The Overseas Connection doesn't even touch that stuff.
No, it's because nobody cares.
Oh, wait. I hate you so much right
wait,
now.
Wait, what happened? Sorry, I blacked out.
Come on, Nintendo's so good. They're the most first-party shit ever. I don't want to get into this. That's why I probably am not on the Overseas Connection Nintendo. Because of it.
I think you'll find PC has the most exclusives.
Didn't we just say this?
First-party exclusives. There, I got you on that one. Boom.
Boom.
Yeah, all right, fair enough.
Boom.
Of course they have the most first-party, because no one else will develop for Nintendo. No, nobody buys that crap.
Anyway, this YouTube gaming site will contain pages for more than 25,000 games, which is nearly as many as Gary and I have on our Steam list. So, yay.
Almost as much. And they stop buying games.
Apparently the service is putting an emphasis on live streaming. And, I can see it working. Hopefully, maybe they just... Yeah, it's just, you know, if they've got to sort something out with being able to play the game and having people being able to hear what's going on in the game, even if that music is licensed to the game. It's proper music. It's not free music.
I think they need to do something different. Like, for us, we only have 30 seconds at, like, the most of playing it.
Yeah, we have to talk over it. You get about, like, 28, 29 seconds. If we start talking over it then it's fine. But it's... at least in the States, you get the kind of fair use policy. That doesn't actually even exist in the UK, which is... another good reason for you uploading all of the podcasts and stuff, because I would get sued. But yeah, apparently, they've also, the engineering team behind the project, they've also tweaked YouTube search engine to make it specific to video games. So if you type call, YouTube will suggest Call of Duty, not Call Me Maybe, which sounds good to me, actually.
If you type in chat, it doesn't come in as Chatterbait.
So, yeah, anyway, you know, even with all the money Google and YouTube have, it's going to be a hell of a challenge to take on Twitch, because that has... more than 100 million viewers a month with 1.5 million broadcasters. Now that's the thing. They've got to get the broadcasters and the people watching. So, I guess we'll see. But yeah, in January, Twitch announced Music Library, which gives users a list of more than 1,000 songs that they're allowed to use in their videos.
Oh boy.
YouTube said it would explore that option, but wanted to be mindful of copyright issues.
All right. Well, I think we should probably move on from this because people probably get
bored. Yeah. Period panties.
It was a very thorough analysis.
Yes. That's why people tune in for crazy stuff. So
this is period panties, right?
Not period panties.
Oh, sorry.
Good thing Rogue doesn't listen or he'd be tuning off right now. Man, he is crazy about it. Anyway, Kickstarter. Bloodstained. We all know about that game. We talked about it. Maybe. I don't know.
Ritual. Yeah, Symphony of the Night kind of spiritual successor.
Yeah, it's basically a spiritual successor to Symphony of the Night, Castlevania, blah, blah, blah. Made by Koji Igarashi, the Castlevania, he's the one
that
created. Yeah,
that video on Kickstarter with him doing it, that's freaking awesome.
I loved it. I watched it yesterday, actually, while they were kind of, finishing up. And, I wanted to kickstart it, but, all the vaping stuff, I don't have the money now.
I want to, but I'm broke.
It's the same thing for, Yooka-Laylee. I don't have the money now to kickstart it, but I'm hoping it's gonna have something cool that comes out at the end, because, they didn't have enough for me. It's the physical stuff. I love doing Kickstarter for physical stuff, because it's cool. But the game ended at $5,545,991. That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money, but as public-funded games go, it's not the highest. It's the highest on Kickstarter, but they've still got a long way to go to catch up with the amount that's been given to Robert Space Industries.
Yeah, no, the highest publisher, funded game and stuff like that, Destiny has it at $500 million. And this game is the highest funded Kickstarter game ever. I think it's in percent wise, because I think the highest in dollar wise was, oh shit, what the hell? It's that cube, little tiny thing. It's the old game, Android console. I can't remember right now.
Ouya.
Ouya. That's it, yeah. I think that got the highest at 9 million or something like that.
Lee's got one. He never uses it. Says it's a bit shit.
I believe everyone has one says it's a bit shit. But this one I saw was in the end. This one, actually, this site did this little news thing before it finished. But it finished off at over 1,000% of its funding goal, which is 500,000, for those that don't like math. It's crazy. They have so much stuff coming. I am definitely getting this game eventually. I wanted to get it, but I think it is going to come out in physical copy anyway now, just because it's so well funded. It ended with, $5 million being the roguelike dungeon, which could be really, really cool for a Castlevania kind of thing. And then they just blew in there, I thought $5 million was the last one, and then whenever they reached $5 million, they just, blew up to the last one. It's a boss revenge mode, and I don't know exactly what that means. I don't know if it's, just kill boss after boss after boss, but, I am excited to play this game. It already looks cool. It has a female protagonist in it, and I really want to see it get done. So, other than being the best fun game, I don't really have anything else to add to this.
As a quick aside, because we haven't done this for ages, I've just checked out on robertspaceindustries.com/funding-goals.
Do I even want to know?
Have a guess.
I'm trying to remember the last one.
Okay.
Let's just go for $70 million.
There are 909,567 accounts.
That's almost a million people playing this game already. That's ridiculous.
Funds raised are $84,072,988.
You got... Oh, my God. All right, read out the last thing they brought out.
No, it's redacted.
What?
The last stretch goal thing.
They're not even saying what it is?
Hang on, let me scroll down here. At 65 million, they enhanced ship modularity, so you can basically, you know, swap things out by stasis chamber module or long-range communication suite and you know, other stuff like that. That was at 65 million. They haven't put anything past that. We have the pets.
You said 84, right?
Yeah.
I give up on life. Like, holy crap. I mean, I think we said something months ago that, like, you know, it's like, when's it gonna stop? And they have to stop at some time. Like, they can't just keep adding and adding stuff. It's too insane to keep doing that. Like, you gotta run out eventually. Of stuff you can actually add into the game.
Okay. Well, yeah, something that's actually going to work really well with what we were just talking about, the whole Star Citizen thing and Elite Dangerous is the Oculus Rift. And, well, there's some news about that. They've revealed the final version of the Rift is kind of pretty much ready. But Microsoft have kind of stolen that whole thing. It's like, you know, someone at a funeral going, I've got engaged. Microsoft have announced partnership with Oculus to bundle an Xbox One controller with every Oculus Rift and the ability to stream Xbox One games to the headset. So I guess that's a cheaper way of doing it than making your own VR headset like Sony are doing with their, let's face it, less capable headset, Project Morpheus, which is bound to have a different name.
Well, they own Minecraft, and Minecraft 2 is going to be Oculus supported, I don't know.
Because whilst they've got their HoloLens AR headset, it isn't really a VR headset. And it kind of seems, I guess, you know, with the fact that they've got HoloLens back in the Oculus Rift seems a little bit kind of odd with the HoloLens efforts. But don't forget, now they're partners, they're going to be able to get all of Oculus's data and how they're getting the positioning and tracking sorted out, and it should work quite well.
Well, I think Oculus compared to HoloLens is two different experiences.
Oh, yeah.
Because
one's
you can
AR,
see everything
VR.
And what.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it's kind of, I don't know. Do I want an Xbox One controller with my, I guess I need a new controller. So yeah, as long as
I
don't,
I have my PS4 controller. Like, I mean, controllers get better and all that kind of stuff. So.
It includes the wireless adapter for the PC, so.
Oh, I didn't even know that. It actually comes with that.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, if I can plug it in my computer, bam, I'm set. Fuck, yeah, let's do it.
So, Chris, are you at all kind of.
I think it depends on the game. I think there's some games that I'd like to. I'd be interested in this with, you know, some of the flying games you talked about, maybe driving games, maybe some of the more immersive open world games. I don't know.
Works surprisingly well with Minecraft.
Yeah. I've never played Minecraft, gaming confession. Maybe I need to check it out. But yeah, I'll bet that would be an interesting experience.
Yeah. Anything third person, not going to work so well. I'd really like to try GTA 5 in first person mode with a Rift. I think that would be pretty cool. But yeah, I just, the only problem I have with the versions of the Rift that I've used in the past is if I'm playing a keyboard and mouse game, I can't touch type. So I'm not always entirely sure if my fingers are in the right place.
How about we move on from here and run through the rest of the news?
Weren't you touting earlier that Nintendo has the most first-party software of any of the major developers. Yes. I noticed they're not so proud of that anymore.
Where does this come from?
Well, it says here that at E3 they're going to announce more third-party support for the Wii U and the 3DS.
Wow, it sounds like something I was about to talk about. Yeah, so apparently that's going to actually have more third-party support come to the Wii U. This is actually going to be a quick piece of news. Wii U and 3DS. Yeah, so apparently Nintendo's going to bring, they're going to be announcing more third-party support and stuff like that. We don't know exactly if the, like, little announcement for E3, don't really care too much. We'll see what happens, during their... I'm guessing we can say Nintendo's thing's a press conference. It's a press conference without having the room.
Yeah, it's
they call it Nintendo Direct, but it's basically like their E3 press conference. They just do it differently than everyone else. Dan, take the next piece of news.
Yeah, well, 23rd of June, mark it in your diary if you've been enjoying Tales from the Borderlands, because episode 3, Catch a Ride, is coming to multiple platforms that week. They still haven't pinned down the exact dates, but the PC, Mac, Linux, North American PlayStation versions normally drop on the Tuesday, followed by the Xbox and European PSN versions the day after. iOS and Android ports all come out that same Thursday or maybe later, but yeah. Like the other episodes, you're going to be playing different characters, and yeah, it's going to be fun. So, yeah.
That's all we really need to know. I mean, it is the...
Took that article like a ninja. What's next? Yeah.
Speaking of ninjas, we got Ninja Theory coming out with Hellblade, and they came out with a trailer of it because apparently everyone needs to come out stuff for fucking E3. I'm hating it. I hate the internet anymore. Like, oh, but so Ninja Theory's coming out with Hellblade, and it goes through this person who has a mental illness. And how I've seen the trailer and everything, it's looking pretty cool. Look at the link in the show notes, and you'll see the trailer for this. And it seems crazy interesting. I'm not sure what illness she has. I haven't looked at much of this stuff, but I plan on talking more about it whenever I see E3, because it seems like it's gonna be really interesting, and I don't know. It the mental illness thing kinda gets me. It's kinda cool. As something new that really hasn't been brought into the gaming industry. But I just wanted to kind of bring it up as, like, you know, this thing we've never really seen before.
Yeah. I'm not entirely sure if I'm going to want to be playing it. Because it's hard enough dealing with my own mental illness.
I think it's
apparently
a little bit...
it's coming out on PS4 and PC next year sometime.
Yeah.
Mind you, I'm not a Celtic warrior. So,
why not?
Because
might as well be.
Because I was born in London. I'm not a Celt, and
well, you better go be reborn over there.
And back in time to survive a Viking invasion. Anyway, it looks interesting. Right, for those of you that happen to listen in the UK, PS Now is in beta, and damn, it's expensive. Apparently, they're going to change the prices, once it's out of beta, but...
How much is it right now?
Well, there are two options available at the moment, but that actually looks like four options. I guess it depends on the type of game. They've got, basically PlayStation games and, PlayStation whatever games. Nothing like really new, just the old stuff. And depending on the age of the game, it's $4.99 for 2 days or $9.99 for 30 days. Or if it's an older game, $2.99 for 2 days or $7.99 for 30 days. Now, the thing is, most of these games you can pick up pre-owned for less than, like, the two-day rental.
Yeah. I think, like, just the PlayStation Now, that just that shit in general, like, it's... they have their pricing structure so bad, it's ridiculous. It completely is. Like, it's just stupid. It shouldn't be that way at all. I don't know why they do it.
Take this example. Resident Evil 5 Gold Edition came out 5 years ago. It costs £5 to rent for 2 days, well, £4.99, or £10 to rent for 30 days. Or you can go to CEX and buy it for £4 and have it forever. Sony have said that user feedback's going to help shape the pricing when it comes to, you know, actually releasing it, and during the paid private beta titles, that's the, you know, but final pricing hasn't been confirmed yet. And they're going to continue to listen to gamer feedback on this subject. So now, Sony, I know I don't have any of your consoles, but that's too damned expensive. Really. I mean, if you can buy the game cheaper than it costs you to rent it for 2 days, that's too expensive. Just stop being money-grabbing idiots. Do what you do best and make some decent games and, you know, actually make your next console better as well. Cause the PS4 and the Xbox One, this generation, I think they're both crap. So.
You know, it's not going to happen for the next, like, fucking 8 years, right?
No,
if it happens like the last console generation, it's going to be a long time before you get that new one.
I think the next generation needs to come sooner rather than later.
We'll see. It's not going to be less than 5 years at least.
Yeah. Well, it should be. And they should have some trade-in scheme. People that were stupid enough to buy an Xbox One or a PS4.
Chris, do you have an Xbox One or PS4? Or are you, like, not even in that area yet?
I have neither of them. I keep going back and forth on buying one or the other. And
so do I. I've
decided not to buy one or the other yet.
You're a good man.
I'll probably get one eventually. I don't know which one yet, but I'll eventually cave.
I'm leaning towards PS4 just because of what I've seen on the Xbox One and what we kind of alluded to earlier. Like, the PS4, you don't get PC stuff, but with the Xbox One, we've gotten Dead Rising 3 and Rise Son of Rome. Like, we've already gotten those. Like, what else are we going to get? If we keep getting stuff to the PC, I have no reason to buy an Xbox One. Except for Halo, if that doesn't come out.
Yeah, that's what it'll be for me, is eventually a game will come out on the Xbox One or the PlayStation 4 that I can only get on that system.
That you really care about.
No, yeah. Yeah, all right, I'll go plonk down some money.
Yeah.
Yeah, but who knows if that's ever going to happen. Go, well, I could play that, but... Oh, Elite Dangerous.
Yeah, that's you, Dan.
Oh, Star Citizen.
Anything else in this piece of news, Dan?
No, it's just stupidly expensive at the moment, so if you are in the Beta and you have paid money for games, then you've probably been an idiot, because you probably could have bought the game for...
for cheaper than what they're giving it to you for.
I believe what Dan is saying is the rent is too damn high.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we are going to take another break, and I am actually going to take a break this time because I have had a lot of cider. And we will be back with the question of the week. We even had some answers this week, so woo!
Yeah.
Then the news and all of that. Not the news, the stuff we always do.
Checks all that stuff.
Yeah. So, yeah, enjoy this music.
525,600 minutes. 525,600 minutes. How do you measure a year? In daylights, in sunsets, in midnights, in cups of coffee, in inches, in miles, in laughter, in strife.
Right, we are back, and it's time for Quest of the Week. And last week we asked you what are your E3 predictions, and we actually had some frickin' answers for once. Hell must be freezing over. Gary, why don't you take the first one?
So, First one, I actually stole from Twitter because it didn't put it to us. Big Bad Daddy, I saw and I just took it anyway. It says, my prediction for Bethesda Studios E3, Todd walks on the stage, I don't know his last name. Fallout 4 release date on his t-shirt, drops my crowd surfs, lights off, boom. And I thought that was hilarious, so I put it in here anyway.
Boom, job done.
Exactly. So, Dan, why don't you get into this big one we got?
Well, I was just thinking that, but I was also feeling a bit guilty because Chris hasn't actually said anything for ages. So if you'd like to take it, Chris, that's entirely up to you. If not, I would love to. Well, you take that.
Teflon 12. Very excited. He says, hi, guys. Instead of a tweet about E3, because there's not enough letters in a tweet, I figured I would just send you guys an email. Can't wait to hear some of the announcements and see how some of the games I'm excited for are coming along. I'm most excited for Halo 5 and how the hashtag Hunt the Truth podcast may possibly tie into the Microsoft presentation. I also can't wait to see more of the next Tomb Raider game. I'm looking forward to the Bethesda press conference for Fallout 4 and to see what else they have coming down the pipe. And the same goes for Nintendo Direct. I'm sure Nintendo has some cool stuff planned, especially since their presentation from last year stole the show, in my opinion. No predictions, but I'm pretty excited to see some cool games coming our way. Have a great show, and I'll talk to you soon.
Well, thank you very much, sir.
Bam.
He's not been on Twitch for ages. Not Twitch, TeamSpeak. I'll get it right one day.
Yeah, wouldn't have him on sometime. But yeah. Like, Nintendo Direct, it could take it this year if they bring out some crazy stuff. Who knows what we're gonna do, 30th year of Super Mario Brothers, and just stuff like that. Steve's excited for Star Fox. He was super excited for Star Fox. Like, he is crazy, crazy into that shit.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to the PC bit. That whole new, they've suddenly realized that these things called personal computers exist. They've only been around for longer than I've been alive. And they've suddenly realized people are gaming on them. And
they get so much better and better. And PC is great.
Apart from the fact that we're getting held back by the consoles.
Chris, what do you think's gonna happen at E3? What do you have your prediction as? You have any? What do you think's gonna come out?
I'm terrible at the E3 predictions thing.
Don't predict.
That's what predictions are for.
Tell us what you'd like to see.
I have yet to be successful. I would like to see more about Fallout 4, release date. I would also like to find out, if they're gonna, I've heard rumors of some multiplayer. I hope they don't go down the multiplayer lane with Fallout 4.
Yeah, Fallout does not need multiplayer, just like Mass Effect didn't need multiplayer. Although I did enjoy the Mass Effect multiplayer.
Yeah, I thought the way they did multiplayer with Mass Effect 3 was well done, but that was years ago. We don't need to spend too much time on that.
Okay, Dragon Age Inquisition. That's pretty much the same. But yeah, I guess we'll see. Anyway, unless you've got more to add, Chris, I guess it's
move on. That's really the big thing I'm looking forward to, Fallout 4. And I'll be completely happy if Fallout 4 is just more Fallout 3, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah.
With better graphics and that kind of stuff, I'll be completely happy because I love that Fallout setting.
I'd like to see a Fallout. I know Fallout 4 isn't going to be the case, but I'd like to see a Fallout maybe set, I don't know, somewhere in Europe. That would be kind of cool. We are going on to the TGM checks. So, Chris, why don't you take the first one and I'll take the second one and then we'll go on to the shout outs and all of that stuff.
All right, so once again, Teflon 12, Jason says, TGM check, I've been playing Dragon Age, Massive Chalice, Halo, MCC Multiplayer, MCC, the Master Chief Edition.
Collection.
All right, and Dragon Ball Xenoverse.
Yeah, that's his shit.
Yeah, he keeps telling us how the only game worth playing is Elite Dangerous and then just plays everything else.
Everything else. This is the greatest game ever, but I'm going to play something.
Well, the next one is from Pebbles9021.
And she says that the game's an RPG, hashtag TGM check, been playing it Fallout 3 again. Again, I am just a huge fan of Bethesda. Can't wait to play Fallout. Gary, did you write this?
No, that was actually funny. She really, really likes Fallout.
Okay. But anyway, we are moving on, and it is time for the shout-out. So, Chris, who are you going to shout out?
Well, of course I'm going to shout out the two of you for having me on the show. Thank you.
That's all right.
Nice to jump back into podcasting every now and again. And I'm going to shout out PSN3K, which in longer language is Parsnip Nose 3000, of the gaming for the elderly community.
I haven't had a chat with Parsnip Nose for ages. I used to race with those guys, it was always Parsnip that I was trying to beat.
He is pretty quick. So I'm going to shout him out because I was listening to the Gaming for the Elderly podcast, and he sent in a quiz about the members of the community, and he was kind enough to include me in it, even though I've not been as active as I once was. So shout out to you, Parsnip, and a shout out to the merry band of hooligans that make up the Gaming for the Elderly. I think that's version 3.0 they're on now. So, still putting out a show every week. Keep it up.
I keep getting banned from the site.
I don't know why. Are you hawking pirated software or
no.
Perhaps malicious code?
No, I think it's like with Game for the Elderly, if you're not active in a couple months, you get kicked off and you have to rejoin.
Yeah, it was within weeks. It was like 2 weeks, and it was like, 404, whatever it was, error.
I'll put that in my notes. Stop banning Dan.
It pissed.
Those are my shout outs.
Gary. Though. Gary, who do you have to shout out? There's a few there.
Yep. Well, I'm going to shout out Nathan, who got me into the whole vaping scene, because he is like a vaping encyclopedia. He just knows so much about it. Just going into it. But other than that, I have Chris, you being on the podcast is great. But other than that, I am done. Dan, you.
Just one for me this week, and that is to Kim, GamerGirl27 Woods. She very kindly bought me Legend of Grimrock 2 on Steam, so I guess I'm going to have to play the first one at some point. Okay, well, web for the week to come. Where can we find you guys? Chris, how about you, Hurst?
You can find me on Twitter at @OC_CPMatthew. You can find me on the PlayStation Network at CPMatthew and on Xbox Live at CPM1376. And I believe that's it. Okay. Gary?
Well, I am at MC9 on the Twitter, Uplay Store Season League Dangerous. Depending on where I'm on, I would love to get on Unreal Tournament again. @Amberson_9, I am Steam. Amberson1289 is Nintendo Network. And Minecraft been on there. I didn't talk about it this week because I didn't really do much. A little bit of Rogue, not too much more than that. Amberson0289 is PSN. I'm on there. But Dan, you.
Well, I am Hardy Dan everywhere. So, just type that in. HARDLYDAN. So I'm pretty much playing The Witcher. So that's, I'm running it through Steam rather than the good old games beta thing they've got going. Because it's still a pain in the ass to add friends on that. Send me a message if you want to play a game. Check out my Steam library. If you want to play something that I've got and you want to, play it with me or, whatever, let me know. I'll install it and we'll, have a game. It's all good. But yeah, I guess that's about it, apart from the whole kind of how everyone can get hold of us and
All right, you can find us on Facebook at The Gamesman Podcast. You can send us in voicemails by calling the RPG hotline, which is 412-267-RPG1 or 412-267-7741. You can also email us at thegamesmanrpg@gmail.com. Give us some, you know, MP3s, you know, like Jason did, give us some stuffs. And then you can also find us at our Twitter account, which is at thegamesmanrpg. And we have one new follower, which is One Wing Titan. And then you can send in your hashtag TGM check and hashtag TGM quest there. And then find us on YouTube. We have a YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/gamesmanrpg. And then also Twitch. Hopefully we'll be doing more of that sometime soon. It's twitch.tv/gamesmanrpg. And then iTunes reviews, we actually got one. And it's from Badge from Destination Gamer. He says, I'm playing the reviewer role. 5 stars. He says, Amherst89 and Harley Dan are absolutely fantastic hosts. They're both funny, but most of all, informative with the latest in the gaming world. I would definitely recommend giving this podcast a listen. Thank you very much, Batch. And last thing here, VGHub.net. Great wealth of gaming content there. Check them out. You'll find tons of stuff that will interest you a lot. But other than that, Dan, get us out of here.
Well, don't forget, I've got EGX coming up in the next couple of months. So if any of you've got any spare memory cards, I could really do with some. But anyway, that will do it for episode 74. So on behalf of Chris Matthew and Gary Lever, I am Dan Harvey, Dan Natman. We are The Gamesmen. And until next time, we ask,
what role will you play?
Yes, I am ready. I was just providing you with fair warning that my my children's bedroom is directly above my office, and so you may hear them stomping about.
That's fine. Silence make it cut out.
I also still have my my really loud chair.
But he had a little cooking thing on the forums.
I did for a while have a little cooking thing on the forums.
Well, meth.
Yes. I had to pay for my chemo.
Yeah. You know, you should sell that. I reckon they could turn that into some kind of drama.
It could be an interesting dramatic series, perhaps. Can you? Is that chair really loud? Do I need to go get like a towel or something?
No. It's fine. Don't worry.
All right. You mentioned my having 100,000 some odd Xbox achievement points. Mm-hmm. So I went on the True Achievements website. You know what True Achievements is?
Yeah.
My True Achievement score has actually gone up since I stopped playing games because some of the achievements I have gone up in value.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's funny.
Is not fully satisfied with this podcast, please return any portions for a full refund.
So you can run and tell that, homeboy.